Dave Caldwell knew he was going to take a rookie quarterback last spring. And when he made that decision, he knew he was going to help his defense. So he opened the checkbook and signed Red Bryant, Chris Clemens, and Ziggy Hood almost as soon as the market opened. Paired with Sanderic Marks and Roy Miller, it sure didn't take long for the results to show. Three sacks and two forced fumbles in the first half of the first game showed the wisdom of Caldwell's moves to build the defensive line. They've sacked the quarterback 42 times, which is the most the Jaguars have had in a season since 2005. Defensive tackle Red Bryant didn't know what to expect when he and Clemens arrived from Seattle. But he knows what the expectations are for this group going forward.
We made great strides, strides that we can only continue to get better at. We had individuals that really stood out this year. We definitely have something we can continue to build on moving forward to next year and hopefully make it even better.
It's an interesting group of guys. You've got veterans like Clemens and Bryant mixed with emerging young players like Ryan Davis and Andre Branch. All have contributed in one way or another and created a rotation that has given head coach Gus Bradley a lot of options.
I think it's what we'd hoped it would develop to, because we are looking at, one, creating more depth, two, play more guys so that we'd be fresher throughout, so that maybe that will give us more pass rush. And so I think it's becoming what we had hoped it to be.
The chemistry is apparent when you watch them play or watch them bust on each other in the locker room. 3-12 is a tough season, especially when you've played well but couldn't celebrate while the offense was struggling. Clemens believes the bonds formed this season are a major reason why they played so well.
We brothers. At the end of the day, you know, that's the way I look at it. We all brothers, so, you know, we got that bond of understanding each other. And, you know, sometimes we don't even have to speak to each other and already understand each other. So it's a great relationship.
Defensive end Ryan Davis might be the biggest beneficiary of the new guys. He paid attention to what they said and how they prepared. And the payoff has been a career-best 6.5 sacks and a bright future.
You know, gelling off the field, so it makes coming in here a lot easier. You know what I'm saying? You know who you're dealing with and all these guys and the veterans, you know, they help out a lot too.
Marks is having a Pro Bowl-type season with a career-best 8.5 sacks, has become the leader of a diverse group of defensive linemen. As impressive as this group has been in 2014, Marks believes strongly they're headed for even greater heights next year.
I mean, another level for us as a group is to lead the league in our production. You know, not only our sacks, but our play as well. And to show other teams that, you know, we're working and we have that group that can go out and get it done each and every week.
Caldwell could add a young pass rusher to this group in the draft. There will certainly be options where the Jaguars are drafting in May. But he doesn't have to. He can rely on this group he put together last spring to be the strength of his team for years to come. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.